When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod. And for those of you who may be new to Big Fish Small Pod, here we'd like to give you all the information about the Marlins in 10 minutes or less. And here is a brand new episode in my five-part series where I communicate, talk to get some insight from members of the Marlins community. And for this episode, we have Mr. Sean Millerick. Sean, it's great to have you on.
Danny, thanks for having me. Obviously, you know, we've got plenty to talk about in the exciting world of Marlins free agency.
It's a good thing that the podcast is 10 minutes or less, because that's about as much we can get out from this offseason. And of course, first, Marlins not making any major league signings. Small trade. It seems like a lot of front office retooling. Sean, what have you seen from this off season from the Marlins so far? Now we're in the middle of January.
Well, I mean, as you said, we've seen nothing in regards of adding, you know, MLB ready talent with, you know, MLB experience to the roster of a team that, you know, just made the playoffs last year with, you know, definitely a little bit of luck. You know, I think it was 33-14 in one run games. You know, they're probably not doing that again. But still, you know, it's a team that, you know, gelled together. You know, it was best, most fun I've had watching baseball, you know, for, you know, quite some time. And you'd love to see the Marlins, you know, add to it. But it's been a lot of below the fold stuff in terms of player acquisition, you know, guys on minor league deals, you know, that might make it and be able to break in, you know, a little MLB experience, but not, you know, much, you know, last year. Vidal Bruján seems to be the biggest name of anywhere you could be like, well, maybe that's a guy that could, you know, be contributive, but we're still kind of talking about, I think, a utility bat in that case, or at least it feels like it. And, you know, they didn't bring back Soler. They've got holes at catcher and shortstop and a big source of power that's gone from an offense that was the worst in the National League last year. And the just only three teams were worse than all of baseball. And just it, you know, leaves you scratching your head as a fan for what they're thinking in terms of this season.
Yeah, just a lot of different moves. We're going to get the full season of Jake Berger, Josh Bell, see how they do a full-time as a Marlins starter. But Sean, I wanted to ask you just what move do you think the Marlins should make? Let's say they had to make one major league signing. Just what void on the roster do you fill? Does a catcher, shortstop, do you go for a starting pitcher? Just what's the most important void that the Marlins have to make up going into opening day?
When the offseason first started, and I was in some ways kind of thinking pitcher. You know, I wanted to see them sign a guy to, you know, a 1 to 2 year contract to kind of fill that Sandy void. And that's obviously, you know, the big, you know, missing, you know, piece. But that was probably thinking that they'd run back the offense, you know, with Soler, that they'd bring back all the bats. Because, you know, with, you could almost, you know, see a case, you know, for if they had brought everyone back with full seasons, like you said, from Berger and Bell, and, you know, then maybe things start to, you know, look a little better. And, but a lot of those guys went off the board. You know, Seth Lugo, I thought, would have been great. Shortstop, certainly the biggest hole, but the problem there is all the free agents at shortstop signed the last few seasons, right? So it's the I'd love to see them do something in short, but I don't think there was a name there on the free agent market that made sense. Tim Anderson's been a popular rumor for if you go for the upshot, if you accept they're not going to spend a lot of money. But you know, I don't know if I accept that he's got much left in the tank. But at this point, I'd like to see him do something, you know, something like that. If you're going to kind of check out the organization, rebuild, you know, then you go for it. You know, these guys who maybe you could squint and see them having that, you know, one last gas, you know, season, fill in the holes with those, you know, kind of names. And then, hope for some growth as well. But, you know, so far they're not doing anything. I just, all we have to hope is that they're waiting for the price on someone to drop. What about you? Is there a name that you're identifying that you think there's a possibility the Marlins could afford to sign?
Man, you mentioned Seth Lugo. I would have liked someone like Michael Lorenzen, I think would have been.
That was the other guy.
I think Lorenzen would have fit perfectly. We're seeing him do IG Live training sessions with Jazz. So some type of connection there. It's just so different now, just looking at everything. I like Chris Stratton a lot, but he's signed. I know Kevin is a big fan of Jacob Junis. That's kind of like reliever starter type role, but it's just looking at the players and thinking, can the Marlins actually afford this? Could they actually get a guy? And if they're going to get a guy, could he actually provide maybe what the Marlins are looking for? And it's just difficult. I would say maybe another catcher would be great. I don't know if you want to rely so much on Bethancourt and Fortes. The way they've been producing, Mitch Garver, again, would have been great. If the Giants, maybe DFA Joey Bart, bringing him in there, I think he can somewhat, I think it'll be an improvement. I think it doesn't hurt at all with the production you got from the catcher last year. Even 1% is, you have to take that. It's just, it's difficult. You mentioned Tim Anderson, I really like a lot. I think at this point, if you can get him very cheaply, spring training invite, I don't think he's going to accept that. He probably wants a major league deal, but it's difficult. It's difficult looking at this and just trying to pinpoint what the Marlins are going to do. And then you always have the trades. Are you on the boat that Luzardo might get traded or Trevor or someone like that? Or do you believe they're going to stay packed?
I think they'll end up trading one pitcher. I figure as today, I tell you it's going to be Cabrera, which, you know, has me at least a package, you know, built around him as the biggest name pitcher going out. There might have to be someone else attached there, but I feel like maybe they'll hold Luzardo, you know, for another year, but we'll see. The, you know, Cabrera just, you know, it's all the arm talent, all the potential there. Part of me scratches my head when I hear his name in, you know, rumors, because I think, well, what has he really shown to be this desirable commodity? But yeah, I know, just, you know, once you get underneath the hood and look at all the numbers, there's so much there. And if you keep seeing smoke with his name, then I'm hoping there's a little fire and it is him and not Luzardo, because, you know, I love having him down on the team. You know, local boy, dude wears a Florida Panthers jersey when he's not pitching. And it's, you know, it's fun to have him around. But yeah, I think they'll move one arm. I think I think they will try to keep as many players in the system and we'll just kind of see what they have.
Yeah, and I want to also get your thoughts just on this 2024 season coming up. Do you think they have enough chips on the table to get to back to the postseason, or how do you believe this season's going to go? Maybe your win total for the Fish.
Right now, no. They didn't replace their home run leader. This is going to be every full season since 2017. They have not had opening day 2017. They have not had the previous year's home run leader on the roster. I'm pretty sure I'm right about that. We're just continuing that again, you know, and holes at catcher and short as well. The best case scenario is, I guess, they're assuming that Wendell and Stallings were so bad offensively that replacing them with anyone other than you or I guess, you know, would count as improvement. Got to replace that on Solaire power. I have him at 74 wins, you know, right now. That's what I would guess. You know, not that, you know, Solaire is a 10 win player necessarily, but, you know, injuries are going to happen again. They haven't, you know, there's not some hotshot rookie coming in there. I feel like is going to, you know, take off, you know, there's injury questions, you know, with a lot of the guys, you know, Jazz particularly. I think Berger will have a good season, but make a few deals, sign a free agent, then that could change. Just a lot to like about the 2024 Marlins, but 74 wins right now. I think they're out of the playoffs, which is killer because, I mean, if you think of another South Florida team that just ended, you have that. I think Marlins fans would kill to be the Dolphins right now in this situation. Have four winning seasons in a row, make the playoffs 2 years in a row. And they don't seem to be trying for that. They're playing the long game when they should be kind of thinking short term with their fans in some ways.
Oh, I would love it for the Marlins just to potentially win the division on the last game, just to have that the last series, and it turns out it's a division, you know, whoever wins that gets a division. But hopefully we see that sooner rather than later with the Marlins. And Sean, the last question I wanted to ask you, just who do you think your breakout players are for the Fish in 2024?
Well, I've kind of tipped my hand a moment ago, but I expect a big year from Jake Berger. Yeah, I think you saw him really take a step last season, you know, earlier in the year, and it's kind of a better park for it. But, you know, a lot of home runs for the White Sox, and then you kept mashing home runs when he came over. But when he came over to the Marlins, he just really started, you know, hitting the ball. He kind of changed his approach, hit over 300 in over 50 games with Miami.
Berger extended his hit streak to six games back in the sixth inning with a single and a run scored. Line drive, base hit, Berger! The walk-off, it's a Marlins win!
I don't think he's a 300 hitter, but I think he made real improvements. I kind of expect those to stick, you know, since he came over. I think he could, you know, easily post, you know, probably a career high or, you know, thereabouts here in batting average and be a 30-homer. You know, 30 homer at least back. I'm very excited to have Berger here in the system and for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. Well, Sean, this is a quick one. I want to thank you so much for coming on, doing this late at night. And you're welcome on any stream, Jeopardy. Can't wait.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me. Go Fish.